Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, June the 2nd, 2022. 13 minutes past the hour, 64 degrees, cloudy skies here in Marion. And this is a big day here for Marion County, Marion City, and really the state of Ohio. And we've been talking about this for a long time, and so glad the day has finally rolled around. Today, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Marion County Historical Society, the Museum of 40th Treasurer of the United States of America, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be unveiled. A ribbon-cutting ceremony will happen at 5 p.m. today. And this all started back in 1969 when Mary Ellen was elected the first woman on the Elgin School Board. And here we are, more than a half century later, and this honor is going to be bestowed on her today, and we're all very happy to be a part of it, and certainly proud that of everything that Mary Ellen has accomplished. So proud to be joined this morning in hour number one by the 40th Treasurer of the United States, a good friend of mine, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, how are you?
Hey, I'm just fine, Scott.
Here we are, the big day.
Yes, I know. It's finally here. Well, it's been they've done a great job on getting everything. It's much more intense than it was at Primrose. They've gone to a lot of hard work on it, and I'm glad that we're going to have it happen today.
What does today feel like for you?
Well, it's always exciting to have your things carry on. I'm so glad that I've got a museum to show everybody what it was like. And I think that's very important, mainly for children, because a lot of them weren't even born when I was in office. And so they can see, you know, what happened in history. And history is an important thing for everybody to know.
For somebody who were to tour the museum, who was not alive when you were in office, what would you hope that they would take away from it?
Well, I would hope that they would realize that it was a little different than to be elected to office as a woman. And I would hope they would see my Guinness record, which is pretty important, that I have more signatures on currency than anyone in history, and the $20 bill that I gave John Glenn that went up in space. As far as I know, it's the only money that ever went up in space, so that would put a big value on it. And the serial number on that bill is the date of the flight. And I think that is very unreal that could happen, too. As U.S. Treasurer, I could request certain bills at different times. And so I did that when John Glenn went up in space. I got the date of his flight on the bill and gave it to him. And he gave it back to me when he came back.
When we look back at this, Mary Ellen, women running for office in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and the 90s, as opposed to now, what are the big differences?
Well, it was very unusual, really. You know, today we've got a lot of women running, and I just always feel so good when I see that happening, because I'll tell you, the women that I worked with were such good public servants, and you know, I got to meet a lot of them, and were in office at the same time that I was in other counties and other states. And the fact that it was unusual would make it, I think, hard for people to vote for them because they didn't realize what they could do in office. And so that has been proven over and over again, what we can do in office. And they, I think they have accepted that.
Back in the days when you were running for Marion County Treasurer and Treasurer of the State of Ohio, what kind of things did you have to do just because you were a woman that a man would not have had to do running for office?
Well, I had to work twice as hard, probably. I had to attend everything I could attend, and I know I did that. I gave speeches at places, and my speeches were probably pretty lousy. And I listened back to some of my other speeches. You know, you get better as you get go along. And I remember they said that I wouldn't be able to open the vault, and then it was no problem to open the vault until one day after I had been elected, the gal that cleans the courthouse decided to wash down the front of the vault and froze all the tumblers, and we had to call in a person to take care of that. But otherwise, I could certainly open the vault. And I remember when I ran for clerk of courts, they said, you know, I had four children. They said I didn't have time to do that. It was going to be too much for me. And I remember my husband, after it was over, said, well, she's not going to be home anyway. Oh, he was always such a supporter of mine and really backed me on everything I did and encouraged me. When I was running for the school board, every time another man would get in the race, he'd say, you think you can't beat them? And it would give me encouragement, and I'd feel better about it, and I'd work harder, you know. Yeah. That's the way it works.
Mary Ellen, what did it mean to have a spouse who was so supportive during your career?
It meant everything. I tell you, if they aren't supportive, it's twice as hard for you.
When we look at the women who are running for office today, even though, as you say, it has gotten better, do you still think it's more difficult for them?
Yeah, it's still difficult. They still have to prove themselves, I think, a little more than men do.
And speaking of women who are running for office, we had a little bit of groundbreaking action about a month ago here in Ohio when Nan Whaley was the first woman nominated by a major party to run for governor in Ohio on the Democratic ticket. And this morning, Nan has sent along some wishes for Mary Ellen. And I'll read that now. This is from Nan Whaley. As the former treasurer of Ohio and treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen has made Marion and all of Ohio proud. She has paved the way for so many women leaders who came after her, myself included. Congratulations to Mary Ellen on this well-deserved honor. Nan Whaley.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, that's very special. I'm really hoping that she becomes our next governor.
You know, Mary Ellen, a little bit of current events here this morning, because it's just out this morning, and maybe this speaks to what we were talking about. A new poll is out for the governor's race here in Ohio in the fall, and apparently at this point, Mike DeWine holds about a 15-point lead. Independents are about at 10%. Do you think that can change over the next 5 months?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think there's a lot of things going on that's going to make people realize that we've got the wrong party in power.
When you were here in the state as treasurer of Ohio, Was it so important if you were a Republican or Democrat as it is now?
No, probably not, but it still was a fight for all, for everything. I'll tell you, it's not easy. Anybody that thinks it's easy, it's not, and it wasn't easy then. I had some bad moments.
When you were running for office, what was the most difficult election?
Probably the second time I ran for state treasurer, because he was from Cleveland and he had a very powerful father, and a lot of people in Cleveland supported him instead of me, because that was a big Democratic stronghold. And that was a difficult election, and he spent $2 million against me. I certainly didn't spend $2 million because I didn't have it. But, you know, it's I would say that was the one that was the hardest. But, of course, the first one for state treasurer wasn't easy either. Buck Reinhardt was very difficult and had a big following in Columbus. And, you know, Columbus is a lot bigger than Marion, and the media was behind him pretty solidly. And so that made it very hard, too.
You know, it's a very interesting time, Mary Ellen. Our mayor, Scott Schertzer, is running for treasurer of the state of Ohio, the position you held, obviously from Marion, where you were from as well. How do you win? How do you come from a county city the size of Marion and achieve success on the state level?
Well, you have to work very, very hard and get your name out there. It's very hard to run for a small town, and I don't think Marion is a large town. Scott would make a wonderful state treasurer, and he's going to work hard at it. He was a good mayor for Marion, and he's got a real good reputation here. But it's going to take a lot of work.
How would you advise him to win this election? What advice would you give him?
Well, I'd advise him to go all over the state as much as he can, and try to talk to as many people as he can, because that's what it takes. And then he's going to have to be on television, I think, toward the end.
So far, how do you think that particular election has went? Not a lot of talk about it so far, but does there have to be more talk about that election for him to win at this point?
Well, there was no primary. That makes it difficult. There was no talking about it at all in the primary. People do not even know who the state treasurer is, and that tells you what has he done for the state of Ohio. You don't even know who he is. You've never seen him on. I haven't seen him on TV. Only since he was running against Scott has he made any appearance. And so anyway, Scott has the chance to really prove himself, and I think he will.
Mary Ellen, I wanted to go back to this Guinness Book of World Records. How did it come about that you would sign more currency? Was that something you thought about, did purposely, or did it just happen?
Well, it just happened. The economy was very good under Bill Clinton, if all of the people remember. He had the economy running like a smooth machine. And then we had the change of the century during his administration, and that was where we did not know what was going to happen, because people could get afraid and pull money out of the banks and do all sorts of things. So we printed a lot more money at that particular point, and I was even on call in Florida on New Year's Eve that year, and nothing happened, thank goodness. But we had printed extra money that year. So And I was in, you know, through the whole term of Clinton's administration. I entered a little after the beginning, but I was there the whole time. And so you're talking two terms. So that's the reason that I'm in the Guinness Book of Records. And they wanted to get my name that I had personally signed more money than anyone in history, which they were very sure that I had, because I had participated in signing at all the coin shows, and other treasurers had not done that to the extent that I had done it. So all of that was involved, but the Guinness people wouldn't go along with that one. But I did. I swear I signed more money personally than any other treasurer.
Has that been the item that most people want to see when it comes to the history of your career?
Yes, I think it is. I still get letters in the mail from all over the United States from people wanting me to sign money. And a lot of them are teachers. And I think that is so great that they're going to show their students some history about the money. And they mention that in their letter to me, that they're a teacher and they want to share it with their students.
Having the famous signature that you do have, what is the strangest thing that somebody has asked you to sign?
Well, I've had some strange things. I've signed feet. I've signed people's bandages. I've signed people's helmets and hats and just about everything. It's been interesting.
Is there anything you wouldn't sign?
Well, I'm not signing money that doesn't have my name on it. I was at Kingston the other day, and Bob made the announcement that I would sign money, and I told him I don't sign money that doesn't have my name on it, so anyway, that happens a lot.
Mary Ellen, I was looking back at some articles that were in the Marion Star right about the time you were Treasurer of the United States. And when you gave speeches, there's a quote in there that is quoted a lot in the newspaper articles. Yesterday is a canceled check, tomorrow is a promissory note, but today is cash. What
yes.
did you mean by that?
I meant that today you got to live the best you can. You know, this is it. And I really like that quote.
it makes a lot of sense. Do you think people...
You know, they...
Oh, go ahead.
Excuse me. They researched it at Treasury when I wanted it on the folder that my bills were put in. And they had to check it out to make sure there had been nobody else that had said that, and they checked it out, and nobody had, and so it was used on my folders, and I still have quite a few of those folders, I used to put it at the end of my speech, but I don't do that so much anymore.
How did you come up with that quote?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did it? Was it just the idea that it had to do with money?
Yes, right. And well, it had to do with your life. You know, today is cash because this is where everything, where you are rewarded for what you have done. You know.
Do you think most people in general follow that advice in 2022? Do you think most people would be living that way?
Well, I think a lot of them are. We've got a lot of good people out there. And I think you have to think about things like that because there's so much happening that sort of upsets you, I think, in the news. And if you can think positively about what you want to, you know, have your yourself, spend your mind on, make it useful, instead of being all depressed and concerned about what you're going to do the next minute. I think it's very important to try to stay positive and think that way.
There's one more quote I wanted to throw at you, Mary Ellen. This article, there was an article in The Star from 2001, so I think it was right after you had left office as Treasurer of the United States. And in the speech you gave, you were quoted as saying, "You shouldn't just exist and try to get by," which is what I see all the time. "You just have to try very hard to be the best you can be." Do you think do you think people now are aspiring to bigger things as much as they did maybe 20, 25 years ago?
Well, I think a lot of people are. I had another quote, Scott, that I want to mention. I said, "Everybody and I try to use that once in a while because, you know, we're having so much trouble now with the baby formula and the grocery store prices and so forth. But, and just stop and think about it. Everybody's touched by the condition of agriculture.
You know, on this day, Mary Ellen, when we look back at 1969, when you were first elected, could you have ever imagined over a half century later there would be a museum in the Historical Society dedicated to you?
My goodness, no. It was the farthest thing from my mind, and it came about in an unusual way, really. The director of Primrose at the time wanted to put some of my things up in a room so people could look at them. That's how it started. And she did a beautiful job. And then I kept finding things, and I'm still finding things. I found this little thing that was the Olympic emblem, which was a kind of a goofy looking thing, but I found it the other day, and I thought, well, and I took it into the museum, and that's what I've been doing. I had given a lot of things to my daughters when I, you know, left Treasury because I didn't know what to do with them sometimes, and I thought, well, they might, you know, want to keep them, and so they were giving things back to me to put in the museum, and that's kind of the way it went.
When you first assumed office as Treasurer of the United States in 1994, what was your first day like?
Well, my first day was, I took office, and it was 1 o'clock or 2, I think it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was so exciting. I mean, my gosh, you know. And then we had a party up in the top of the Washington Hotel so that everybody could see the sights. And it started to snow and storm, and everybody got worried about how they were going to get home. And so I remember the next day I didn't have any boots, and I was wading around in snow up to my halfway up to my knees, and I asked him, I said, "What time am I supposed to be at work? Nobody's told me." and that was kind of funny. It was terrific being Treasurer of the United States. It was a little different than I thought it would be. And you're probably going to ask me how, but I can't explain that too well. But I set my own pace, and I had always driven myself to the point of doing everything I possibly could, and I still did that as U.S. Treasurer, and I think that's how you really enjoy things, when you throw your whole self into it.
When there was a crossroads in your life, and somebody called in about this earlier this week, when you were about to be appointed Treasurer of the United States, you were also being asked to run for governor of Ohio. Tell that story. Somebody called in and wanted you to relay that story.
Yes, that was going to happen in everybody's, well, a lot of people's minds. It was things had gone very well for me as state treasurer, and I was starting to build up my possibility. You know how you have to do that. You start thinking in terms of being governor. When you run for an office, you have to project the idea that you can do that, and you have to do that in a way that people understand. Well, I think she could be governor by, you know, what she's done. You really have to project that as you go. And then I got the call after I had had a big fundraiser, and I got a call from people. That was the women executives in state government, and also from the National Democratic chairman, who was from Ohio, that they wanted to know if I wanted to run for state for U.S. treasurer, and I said, I think I would. And I said, you put my name in. And so then it kind of went on for quite a while. Everything stopped as far as what I was going to do as running for governor. I just completely, it came to a halt. And I waited, and it looked very encouraging. And it wasn't until November of 93 that I got the call that said I was picked, and I couldn't tell anybody. And I was giving speeches all over, and people would ask me, and I would say I can't tell, and they would say, well, is there anybody else they're considering? And I said, no, that was true. I mean, you know, it was a very difficult time not to be able to tell anybody. And then finally I met with all the finance people, and the Moynihan was the chairman of the committee, and Grassley was on it. He's still there. And I met with all of them. They were very very positive to me. Even the other party was very positive to me, and it was exciting to meet all of them, and I really enjoyed meeting people. That's what I think got me into the politics that I got into, because it was meeting people and talking to them and hearing what they had to say was very interesting to me.
We're chatting with 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Her museum will be dedicated today from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Marion County Historical Society. The ribbon cutting will take place at 5 p.m. today, so you'll want to be on hand with that. On hand for that. We've got about 18 minutes
Scott,
left. Yes?
Scott, I think it's 4 to 6.
Oh, 4 to 6.
Yeah, they had originally said 4 to 7, but I think they've changed it to 4 to 6. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 4 to 6, but the ribbon cutting is at 5.
Yeah, I found that out yesterday. I said, well, I've got people from Primrose coming at 4, and I said, I hope it's going to be open at 4, and they said, yes, it's opening at 4, but you'll cut your ribbon at 5, so that's the way it'll be.
That sounds good. Mary Ellen will be there tonight, this afternoon, I guess it would be, 4 to 6 p.m. with the ribbon cutting at 5, at the Marion County Historical Society, which now houses her museum. About 18 minutes left here with Mary Ellen. I know that there are a lot of pictures in the museum that people will be interested in. Who's the most interesting person you met over your years in politics?
Well, I think it was the King of Norway. I found out that he had lived in the United States with Roosevelt, that was president, during the war. And, you know, when you meet a king, it kind of gets your attention. And he didn't want his picture taken. But then he had a dollar bill he wanted me to sign, and I thought, well, I wonder if I could take a picture of him signing the dollar bill. But I did. But I wish I had, because now I don't. He was a very attractive man, and he was very nice. And then I, that was very short time. I think it was after that I met the president of Finland, and he had just taken office, and he knew President Clinton, and he was very interesting to talk to too. And then I don't know, there was so many interesting people that I've met. I really can't get I can't really point out anybody that much otherwise, but it's always good to talk to the president. Every time I saw him, I thanked him for giving me this job. I couldn't help myself. He probably got tired of hearing that.
I look back on this time, the 1990s, Mary Ellen. Was there anybody that you met that maybe you were excited to meet who maybe, not a bad person, but just maybe wasn't what you thought they would be?
Well, Margaret Thatcher she was more than I thought she would be by far. She just constantly, she knew all about me. She had done her homework. And it was amazing to me that she just talked constantly. And it was all about me. That was a real surprise.
The president who appointed you, Bill Clinton, you just mentioned him. How do you look back on him now?
He was a terrific president.
How do you think he'll go down in history?
Well, he's got that thing around his neck that everybody has to talk about all the time. But he was a great president. He really worked at trying to get the country in the positive instead of in the negative with money. And he did a good job. We had to reduce our staffs and everything in order to get it within what he wanted it. And nobody's doing that now, I'll tell you. And it's, you know, the spending is way up there.
How will we look back at Vice President Al Gore?
Well, I look at him that he was elected president. I swear he was. You know, that was such a difficult time. You have no idea what I went through, not knowing and really out there just kind of hanging by a thread, not knowing what was going to happen. And I really decided, you know, they always said that the Supreme Court isn't political. You got to be kidding me, because it is. And that was where it was shown the most I've ever seen it shown, that it was political. And it's gotten more so as the years have gone on, and it shouldn't have.
Do want to remind people, now this was a very interesting time that Mary Ellen was in office. It was the end of President Bill Clinton's two terms in office. Al Gore was running for election on the Democratic side, George W. Bush on the Republican side. We had an election night, 2000. Al Gore had asked Mary Ellen to continue in her position if he were to be elected. And then election night 2000 came, and there was some questions of the votes in Florida. It went to the Supreme Court, and in the end, George W. Bush became president because of that. During that time, from election night until the decision by the court, what did you think? Did you think, obviously you didn't feel the court handled it right, but do you think Al Gore and his people handled that right?
Yes. They were really handled it the way they should have. The only thing I felt that maybe he should have hung on a little bit longer, but he decided that was it, and I give him credit for that, really.
How did you find out that he had conceded, which came many days later after the election?
Well, I had just written him a note. I said, hang in there, and then it was, he probably hadn't even got the note yet. And I heard it on the news is how I learned, and I was really, really depressed because I realized all of a sudden that I was going to be out of a job, and I was going to have to completely change my thinking on what I was going to be doing, and so. I went through a time of really being depressed. I think that was the only time in my life I was really depressed.
How were you able to pull yourself out of that?
Well, I have a good life, and I got over it just like I actually went to a grief thing. Somebody told me, he said, why don't you go to that grief thing at this church? And so, well, it was actually at the National Cathedral. And so I went, and everybody else there had lost somebody, and I was feeling bad about the election, which is pretty funny when you stop and think about it. Yeah, but, and they had a maze there that you would go through. I don't know. It was very clever how they try to help people with grief, but that was interesting.
You know, I don't think we've ever talked about this, Mary Ellen. Back in 2001, when your term ended because of the election of George W. Bush, you had come off a very successful run as Treasurer of the United States under a very popular president at that time, Bill Clinton. Did you ever think of running for anything else or possibly wanting to do another full-time job at that point?
Well, I didn't want to run for anything else, but I thought about working. I thought about it, but I didn't do it. I probably should have. It would have got me out of my doldrums, you know. But I was trying to. I had to get all of my things out of Treasury, and they ran out of trucks to pick things up. So I had to wait a couple of days, and the Secret Service said they'd watch my things for me. And it was a really a time and a half getting everything packed up and out of there, And then all of my other things had to go to the Congress, the Library of Congress, yeah. And my staff was doing that, and then I went back in to double check after a couple of days, and I had still had some things in there that I had forgotten about, and then that was it. I was going to be at home, and I was going to be probably working on my yard and my house that I hadn't been doing much with. And so that's what I did. I started to make a flower garden in my backyard, and I really was absorbed with that.
When you were treasurer of
the it's strange what you do when you your life totally changes and you're going a totally different direction than you did. But I also had been asked to speak at a lot of places, and that hadn't happened yet, but I still had to fulfill that, and I didn't have a secretary. I had to do all of the notification and planning and the, you know, getting the plane tickets and everything myself. And I said, I sure miss my secretary. And I sure miss being driven around. When you get in a limo and it doesn't go anywhere.
Mary Ellen, when you were treasurer of the United States, how many hours a day and days in a week did you put in to do that job sufficiently?
Well, I gave it everything I had. I worked so many long hours and all weekends. I was out traveling for them so much of the time, and I, you know, it would take up all of my time. I wouldn't be home very much. Norman had to entertain himself, which he did, with his watch collecting. He belonged to three different watch clubs, and he was totally absorbed in that and really enjoyed it. And he could play golf at all these golf courses, and it was all around us there in Bethesda. And so he was a happy person. But it was a totally different life the minute you're out of office. It's you have to do everything yourself, and you carry on, I guess, with the things you've promised.
Want to run through a couple more names here. Hillary Clinton. What is history going to say about Hillary Clinton?
Well, I talked to somebody the other day that they had they were in the service, and they had a friend that was assigned to Hillary, and he was upset because he didn't like her. And she said that a few months later, he said, she's the smartest woman I've ever known. And I think that's the way she's going to be remembered. She's the smartest woman they've known. But it's a real study in human nature there.
The other name I wanted to make sure to get in was Senator John Glenn.
Yes. Yeah. There's a hero for you. He had a rough time getting elected senator because he was going up against Metzenbaum. And he ended up being a terrific senator when he won. And that's quite a story. You know, John F. Kennedy wanted him to get into politics, and he did, and he made a big difference.
You know, Mary Ellen, as we sit here on the day that your museum will be dedicated at 5 o'clock today, the dedication will take place. The museum will be open today from 4 to 6 p.m. In downtown Marion. When we look at this career that you've had, when you look back on it, when you reflect on it, what do you think about? What pops into your mind?
Well, I'm totally amazed that it all happened. I had no idea my life would be like that. And it's amazing to me that it all happened the way it did.
Would you do anything?
If I tried to do it over again, I'd probably mess it up.
Would you do anything differently?
No.
No.
No. I said I'd be afraid to do anything different.
We got about 3 minutes left here, Mary Ellen. When you look at what's going on in the news today, a lot of talk about gun rights, a lot of talk about Roe versus Wade. What do you make of Washington, D.C. and the political landscape today?
Oh, I think it's I just don't know. I don't know how people cannot do something about the guns. I don't know why they want to take away Roe versus Wade for women. I mean, I can't believe what's going on. That Ohio is going to have teachers with guns. Can you imagine being a teacher and having to have that situation put on you? I don't know. I just think it's terrible.
And the big question that they always ask, especially on a day like today, how would you like to be remembered years from now?
Well, I hope they remember I did a good job. That's how I want to be remembered.
And I do want to remind people again that the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, which will now proudly be housed in the Marion County Historical Society, will be dedicated today during an open house at the Marion County Historical Society. This will take place from 4 to 6 p.m. today in downtown Marion at the Historical Society. Mary Ellen will have the ribbon-cutting ceremony at 5 p.m. today. And in our last minute here, you know, Mary Ellen, our friendship and interviews are certainly not end, but, you know, I always say nobody could I was thinking the other day that, you know, we have President Harding and we have people of that nature from Marion, but there was never anything bad that happened with you. It was always something that everybody could be proud of. And being a woman starting in 1969 did mean something. And as I always tell people, being a part of the media, Mary Ellen was always accessible no matter what office she was in. And that is not always the case, even with some local politicians. So I have appreciated this ride, and may it continue. And congratulations on the museum. I look forward to being there today.
Thank you, Scott. That was lovely.
Stay well, Mary Ellen. I'll see you this afternoon.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place